And at this time, we're visiting with Broken Bow American Legion Seniors head baseball coach Tim Loy, who joins us. Coach, first off, congratulations on a wonderful season. The kids, I know, have played well for you. You've had a lot of success. Just talk a little bit about being able to claim the West Division title of the Mid-Nebraska League. I'm sure that really has you excited.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. It does have us excited. It's something that at the beginning of the season we thought we would have a chance to do. You know, we dealt with a few injuries along the way, like probably a lot of teams have, but the kids have worked hard and stayed positive and stayed committed, and we're excited to be where we are.
Tim, how about for you? You have stepped into the coaching position now for this year's team. How has that transition went for you? I know you have a son that plays on the team. You've been watching these kids and have had interaction with them for many years. I'm sure that kind of helped, didn't it, knowing the kids the way you do as you moved into this position?
Well, yes, it did. It wasn't even on my radar to do this year. I think this is the 12th or 13th year that I've coached, but the first year I've done Legion, and was kind of enjoying just being a spectator.
Yeah.
But I was willing to do that, I guess, because I, you know, like some of these guys I've been with since they were 4 or 5 years old, and coached them on travel team and up through ponies. And the fact that, you know, Jeff Denson and Jeff Wardine, who I coached with in ponies, you know, the fact that those guys were going to be involved made me feel a little better about trying it here.
Tim, as we talk about the makeup of the team, you've got some guys who have been playing this game for quite a while. You've got some good experience, kids who have been at the seniors level before, and then you've sprinkled in some new faces. Just talk about the makeup of the team and the way those new faces have come together with the experience that you brought back this year.
Yeah, I'm glad you recognize that, Brent. That's been, you know, the guys, the senior class this year, the guys that have graduated here have absolutely played a lot of baseball for teams in this area. When you think about all of the travel games they played when they were young, and then all the way up, as you said, some of them moved up to Legion pretty early, have played a lot of Legion games. But the reality is, because of some of the injuries that we've had, going into the season, we thought pitching depth would be a strength for us. And then suddenly it became a little bit of a concern. But some of these younger guys that we've had step in have just done a fantastic job and have really shored us up on the pitching side of things.
Let's continue with pitching, Tim. That was going to be one of my questions. Do you feel, you talked about some injuries that you've had to battle through, do you feel good where the pitching staff is now and the arms that you have available now that we're getting toward the end of the season and things like the area tournament are coming up soon?
Yes. Honestly, it is because of those young guys that we feel pretty good. One of the things that we wanted these guys to work on and focus on this year from a pitching standpoint is just managing their pitch counts. I feel like in years past, we've had a lot of arm talent, but had a hard time getting those guys to go deep into games because of the pitch count rules that are in place with Legion. And so we've just had them really focused this year on just trying to get outs and not necessarily trying to get strikeouts, and having that mindset of managing their pitch counts and takes deep into games, because we just didn't have a lot of depth. Now, when the junior season gets done and those guys are available to pitch for the seniors, you know, that will change a little bit and will be a real asset for us getting through the tournament, I hope.
You mentioned the pitch count, and I know that to keep that pitch count kind of where guys want it, you need to have good defense behind the pitcher. Things like walks and errors can build that pitch count up, and I know kind of make things a little bit more difficult when it comes to managing your pitching staff, especially when you get into tournaments and such down the road. Talk about the defense a little bit of your club, Tim. At times we've seen it just really outstanding, but I know at this level especially, consistency in the defense is always something that you're really always trying to strive for. Talk about that aspect of the game and where you feel your kids are there.
Yeah, Brent, the last couple of years, the coaches have been using something they call process scoring in the scrimmages that they would have preseason. And part of what that does is focus on sort of the little things that make the game go better. And we've been talking to the kids this year about freebies, and that includes walks, errors, wild pitches, pass balls, and hit batters, bases that we just kind of give up unnecessarily. And put a metric out there for the guys to say, hey, we have a certain target. We don't want to give more than X number of freebies per game. And the guys, I think, have really bought into that, and it's a number that we kind of watch and track. And early in the season, we had a couple of games where the freebies really racked up in both the form of walks and errors. And since that time, since we kind of talked about that and challenged them a little bit, our defense has been really fantastic. You can look at the fielding percentage of the guys that we have out there night after night, and man, we just haven't made very many errors this year, and it's a really important part of their success this year.
Got to talk about your lineup a little bit. The offense at times has really produced big for you. The top of your lineup, Tim, has really done a great job of kind of setting the tone, but in the games that, we have even broadcast and been there live to watch, I think sometimes the bottom of your order can kind of get overlooked. There have been times where the bottom of your order has really come together for you. I'm guessing you're happy with some of the things that have happened offensively this year.
Yeah, really happy with that. And we told those guys at the beginning of the year that we thought offensively this group had a chance to be a handful, and not just 1 through 6 or whatever it is, but, you know, we kind of tried to line them up strategically, knowing that we've got some guys, like you said, at the bottom of the order that are not, we don't have any easy outs, I don't think, in the lineup. And man, we've got some guys hitting down at the bottom end of the lineup that do a great job of getting on base a lot. And if they get on base, the top of our order is pretty tough to deal with when you've got guys on in front of them. They've really done a nice job of setting the table.
Tim, we're talking to you on a Friday. The Mid-Nebraska League Championship game will be on Monday. Before we go, got to ask you your thoughts on the championship game as you take on Dannebrog Carrobolas, a Legion program and a baseball program that has tremendous tradition. You get to take them on and get to host the game at Paul Brown Field. Before we talk about the game specifically, can you just talk about getting to host it? I know that has to be a big make you feel good that you get to play it on your home field.
Yeah, we were very excited about that. And getting to host, you know, for these guys, especially the group that probably there last year, getting the chance to host both the area tournament and knowing that the west side of our league this year would host the league championship game, and knowing if we got a chance to play in that we'd get to host it, that was pretty great. And you've been out there enough to see all of the improvements that have been made at the field the last couple of years, and it's a really great place to play, and we're excited to get to host it Monday night.
Again, we're talking to you on a Friday, but I'm going to throw this out there. Do you know who you're going to throw on Monday already, or is that yet to be determined?
No, we've got that planned out. We've got a game tomorrow with Ord, and then, you know, the juniors start area tournament at the end of next week. And so Monday, we'll probably have we'll be seniors heavy for the pitching plan on Monday night.
All right. Well, Tim, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us prior to the matchup, and we look forward to being there to watch the championship game on Monday.
All right. Well, thank you, Brent. We appreciate your support very much.
Broken Bow American Legion Seniors Head Coach Tim Loy joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.